Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Always Be the Buyer by Dan Sullivan is a business and self-development book aimed at entrepreneurs and owner-operators who have already moved beyond the earliest stage of selling. Its central purpose is to help readers shift from accepting whatever opportunities arrive to setting standards that attract higher quality clients, partners, and commitments. Rather than treating selling as the permanent operating mode of business growth, Sullivan argues that a mature entrepreneur can become highly selective, which changes both leverage and positioning. The book is rooted in the strategic coach tradition and reflects Sullivan's long-standing focus on entrepreneurial thinking, capability building, and freedom through better choices. It combines mindset language with practical business implications, especially around standards, fit, and the ability to say no. The result is a concise framework for understanding how value creation can change the relationship between the entrepreneur and the market. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the buyer mindset as a reversal of the usual sales relationship. The book's most distinctive idea is that an entrepreneur should eventually stop behaving like a perpetual seller and instead become a buyer in the strategic sense. Sullivan defines this not as literal purchasing power, but as a position of selectivity and attraction. A seller is vulnerable to rejection and must persuade others, while a buyer is the one who evaluates, chooses, and declines what does not fit. This reversal matters because it changes the source of leverage. Instead of chasing every lead or opportunity, the entrepreneur builds a business strong enough that others want access. The concept is useful as a diagnostic tool if a person feels trapped by constant pitching, discounting, or compromise. The book suggests that their standards and value proposition are not yet strong enough. The buyer mindset, therefore, is not about arrogance or passivity. It is about reaching a stage where the market responds to clear standards rather than the entrepreneur responding to market noise. Secondly, high standards as a filter for clients, opportunities, and commitments. A major theme in the book is the idea that standards should function as a filter, not just an aspiration. Sullivan repeatedly emphasizes that entrepreneurs should no longer accept any client or opportunity simply because it is available. In this framework, standards are practical business tools that help protect time, attention, and energy. The higher the standard, the more likely an entrepreneur is to work only with people who can meet expectations, contribute meaningfully, and strengthen the business rather than dilute it. This is especially important for established business owners who can afford to be more selective than they were at the beginning. The book connects standards with better relationships because high-quality partners are usually drawn to clear expectations. It also implies that low-fit opportunities often create hidden costs, such as friction, distraction, and mediocre results. By treating standards as a gatekeeping mechanism, Sullivan reframes selectivity as a sign of maturity rather than lost business. Thirdly, the 4Cs formula as a framework for entrepreneurial growth, the book introduces the 4Cs formula: commitment, courage, capability, and confidence. These elements work together as a developmental sequence rather than as isolated traits. Commitment gives direction and persistence. Courage enables action despite uncertainty. Capability provides the actual skill to deliver value. And confidence emerges when the first three are reinforced through experience. This framework is important because it explains why the buyer position is not something a person can simply declare. An entrepreneur must first build the internal and external capacity to support that stance. Commitment without capability produces wishful thinking, while capability without courage can remain underused. Confidence, in Sullivan's model, is the outcome of aligning action with standards. The 4Cs, therefore, serve as a practical reminder that stronger positioning in the market depends on personal development. The framework is simple, but it ties psychological readiness directly to business outcomes, which is one reason the book resonates with entrepreneurial readers. Fourthly, Deep D. OS, innovation in creating value that attracts rather than persuades. Another important idea linked to the book is Deep DOS. Innovation, which stands for helping clients transform their dangers, opportunities, and strengths. The point of this concept is not incremental improvement alone, but creating distinctive value that makes the entrepreneur worth choosing. If the buyer mindset is the outcome, Deep DOS, innovation is one route to getting there. By focusing on what clients are afraid of, what opportunities they can seize, and what strengths can be amplified, the entrepreneur offers something more specific than generic services. This helps explain why some businesses become sought after while others remain stuck in competition. Rather than competing on price or availability, the entrepreneur differentiates through relevance and transformation. The implication is that market attraction is earned through the ability to solve important problems in a way that feels tailored and high value. In that sense, the book connects strategic positioning with innovation that is practical, not merely inventive. Lastly, why the book appeals most to established entrepreneurs facing competition traps. The book is best understood as a guide for entrepreneurs who have already succeeded enough to outgrow a purely transactional selling model. It is less about basic sales technique and more about the next stage of business identity. That makes it especially relevant to business owners who feel stuck in competition, commoditization, or a pattern of saying yes too often. The value of the book lies in its reframing of growth as selectivity, not just volume. This can be especially helpful for readers who have built momentum but still feel pressured to chase work. Its practical benefit is that it encourages better decision-making around fit, relationships, and standards, which can improve both business quality and personal freedom. At the same time, the book is likely to be most useful to readers already comfortable with entrepreneurial language and strategic coach-style concepts. For them, its strength is not a step-by-step formula for sales, but a structural shift in how they think about power, choice, and market position. In conclusion, Always Be the Buyer will be most useful to entrepreneurs, consultants, coaches, and business owners who have already established themselves and are ready to raise their standards for clients and opportunities. It is less a beginner sales manual than a strategic reorientation for people who want to move from chasing work to attracting the right work. Readers will gain a clearer way to think about selectivity, leverage, and the relationship between personal standards and business quality. The book can also help professionals recognize when they are overcommitting, discounting, or tolerating poor fit relationships that quietly drain capacity. What distinguishes it from many books in the business and self-help category is its focus on becoming sought after rather than simply becoming better at persuasion. Sullivan frames growth as the result of higher standards, stronger capability, and more intentional positioning. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to build a business that is not only profitable, but also more aligned with the kind of clients and commitments they actually want. If you would like to support Dan Sullivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.